Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Later on in the program, I'll be counting down my personal top 10 films of 2011. I know it's a little bit late for that, but we figured we might as well go ahead and do it just for fun. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, it's another new and recent releases show, and we're spotlighting quite a few interesting film scores on the program today. We're going to begin with a very popular score from the 1990s, actually. It's a score that almost all of you have undoubtedly heard at some point, James Horner's music for Titanic. Why are we featuring this on the program now? Well, because, first of all, Titanic is being re-released in theaters, and it's accompanied by a brand new 4-CD soundtrack, which offers a bunch of new bonus tracks, remasters the original music, and generally makes a few improvements here and there. So, without further ado, music from James Horner's score for Titanic. Enjoy! And that's music written by James Horner for James Cameron's blockbuster drama Titanic. Next up, let's move to something a little creepier. Marco Beltrami's atmospheric score for the Daniel Radcliffe starring horror film The Woman in Black.
Thank you.
Music by Marco Beltrami, written for The Woman in Black. Maybe a little less distinctive than some of his better recent works, but still a suitably atmospheric effort. Next up, we offer more delightful music from Murray Gold, who continues to do fine work on the British television series Doctor Who. Let's take a listen to a couple selections from Series 6. Enjoy! Thank you. Music from Doctor Who Series 6 by the talented Murray Gold. Next up, a new score from Badly Drawn Boy, written for Chris Weitz's new drama called Being Flynn, starring Paul Dano and Robert De Niro. Take a listen. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring new and recent releases on the program today. Next up, we move along to Mr. David Buckley and his score for the Amanda Seyfried thriller, Gone. Music by David Buckley, written for Gone. Next up, a very pleasant score from Dario Marianelli, written for the new Ewan McGregor film Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. Thank you. Music from Salmon Fishing in the Yemen by Dario Marianelli. Next up, action-packed stuff from composer Brian Tyler, written for the animated series Transformers Prime. Enjoy! Music from Transformers Prime by Brian Tyler. Next up, a fun score from Andrew Feltenstein and John Now, written for the eclectic Will Ferrell comedy opening in a couple of weeks, Casa de mi Padre. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from Casa de mi Padre. Do hope you enjoy that. Now that the Academy Awards are over and such lists have no relevance whatsoever, I decided to count down the top 10 movies of 2011. Some of these I've already reviewed on the program, but let's just run down the list. Consider this a strong recommendation for all of these. Coming in at number 10, David Cronenberg's drama A Dangerous Method, which stars Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen, and Keira Knightley, and explores the complicated relationship between Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud. At number 9 is Nicholas Winding Refn's Drive, a tremendously stylish thriller and a wonderful exercise in filmmaking. It's very much a surface-level sort of thing, but there's so much great stuff on the surface that that doesn't really matter. At number 8 is Martin Scorsese's family film Hugo, a really charming movie that allows Scorsese to indulge a number of his passions, including movies of yesteryear and film preservation. All of that was material originally included in the book, The Invention of Hugo Cabret by Brian Selznick. But certainly material which plays right into Scorsese's wheelhouse. Coming in at number 7, the South Korean thriller I Saw the Devil. The less you know about that movie, the better. But if you haven't seen it, highly recommended. I will say that it's not a movie for viewers with weak stomachs. It contains pretty strong violence at various points. But a really tremendously well-made thriller and one worth your time. At number 6, another thriller, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, the adaptation of the great novel by John le Carré, featuring tremendous performances, a wonderful sense of atmosphere, and a terrific direction from Thomas Alfredson. At number 5 is The Descendants, directed by Alexander Payne. It's one of Payne's most acerbic and sweetest movies all at once, and features another tremendous performance from George Clooney, who's just been doing great work both in front of and behind the camera in the past few years. At number 4 is the delightful silent film The Artist, which is just as charming as a movie can possibly be. It's very entertaining, not remotely pretentious. It's really a crowd pleaser, despite the fact that it's silent and in black and white, and a whole lot of fun. It made me smile more than any other movie in the past year. At number 3, a movie that certainly didn't make me smile very much, but is a tremendously effective piece of filmmaking, Lars von Trier's Melancholia, featuring Kirsten Dunst's best performance to date. A really striking examination of depression, which I highly recommend. At number 2, is a movie called Take Shelter, which features the single best male performance of the past year, courtesy of Michael Shannon. It's honestly one of the finest pieces of acting I've ever seen. I would put it up there alongside Daniel Day-Lewis's turn in There Will Be Blood a few years ago. It's just a powerhouse piece of acting, and one you absolutely need to see. And at number 1, Terrence Malick's beautiful movie The Tree of Life, which is almost a thing that defies description. It's a cinematic prayer and poem of sorts, and a beautiful movie that I keep returning to again and again. And so, that's my list. If you have any interest in any of those, I certainly recommend checking them out. And if you don't have any interest in any of them, maybe give them a try anyway. They might surprise you. That just about wraps up our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.